From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Criticism of airline security from the CEO of Delta Airlines has the Transportation Security Administration on the defensive. TSA issued a statement today outlining new responses to the Christmas Day attack on one of Delta's Northwest flights. NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
In a recorded statement for Delta employees, CEO Richard Anderson wondered about the effectiveness of the government's airline security measures given the attempted bombing last week.
The work that we've done over the last decade really ought to give us a better result than the peril that our crews and passengers faced on Christmas.
Anderson specifically mentioned screening and watchlist procedures that failed to keep a suspicious passenger with explosives off the targeted flight. In response, the Transportation Security Administration says it is reviewing those procedures. A statement also says that senior Homeland Security officials will fan out to an unspecified number of international airports next week to review security procedures for flights bound for the United States. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The Iraqi government is sharply criticizing a U.S. judge's decision to dismiss manslaughter and weapons charges against former Blackwater security guards. The contractors had been accused of killing unarmed Iraqi civilians 2 years ago. Yesterday, Judge Ricard Urbina said federal prosecutors used inappropriate evidence to build their case. The Iraqi government says its investigation found the guards guilty of a serious crime and has vowed to prosecute them. At least 75 people were killed by a suicide car bomber during a volleyball game in Pakistan today. The BBC's Alim Makbul is in Islamabad and reports the attack is being blamed on the Taliban.
There are two reasons why people are pointing the finger at the Taliban. One, this is an area very close to South Waziristan. That's a Taliban stronghold and a place where the Pakistani army has been conducting a massive offensive against Taliban militants. Now, they are claiming it's been a huge success. But of course, the fear is that militants have simply fled the area to neighboring areas. And Lucky Marwat is very close to South Waziristan, so it could be simply a revenge attack by the Taliban. But particularly, there is reason to believe it's the Taliban because among those killed are members of a local peace committee. That's a group that was campaigning for an end to Taliban influence in the area. So a lot of them were killed in this attack. So it is indeed a worrying development if a peace committee was targeted in this way. Others have been targeted in the northwest, but that is why people are pointing the finger at the Taliban.
The BBC's Alim Makbul in Islamabad. Iran's opposition leader says he's ready to die in the fight against the Iranian regime. On his website today, Mir Hossein Mousavi said he's not afraid of being a martyr in the struggle for reform that erupted after Iran's disputed presidential election last June. His comments come as Iranian authorities intensify their crackdown on the opposition. This is NPR News. Montana's Supreme Court has ruled there's nothing in state law that prohibits doctor-assisted suicide. The decision makes Montana the third state to allow doctors to provide lethal drugs to mentally competent patients who want to die. But because the high court's decision was not based on constitutional issues, the state legislature may change its laws to make physician-assisted suicide illegal. Among the new laws that take effect in this new year is a statewide smoking ban in the nation's leading tobacco-producing state. NPR's Adam Hochberg has that story from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
The new North Carolina law prohibits smoking in bars and restaurants. It's similar to laws already in effect in more than half the country. But North Carolina's ban is noteworthy because of the state's long association with the tobacco industry. Though North Carolina's economy no longer is dependent upon tobacco production, it still grows more of the crop than any other state. In Virginia, another big tobacco producer, a weaker anti-smoking law took effect December 1st. The new year also brings new laws around the country designed to prevent fires caused by cigarettes. In what's become a national trend, 12 additional states will now mandate that all cigarettes be self-extinguishing. That is, they must go out if they're not being actively smoked. With the passage of those new laws, every state in the country except Wyoming now requires cigarettes to be fire safe. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was sworn in today for his third term in office. The 67-year-old billionaire was able to run for a third term last year after he orchestrated a change in state law and then won by a relatively narrow margin. He called this term a special opportunity that comes with extraordinary responsibilities. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.